A very happy, beautiful Colorado Friday morning to all of you. A big day today here on KRDO's Extra Business Edition. Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center, Ekta Markulier, joins us along with CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, Mr. Jonathan Liebert. We are talking today about the biggest small business celebration in the state. Coming up on July 27th to 31st, a week of free, safely virtual events for small business. And it's a chance for you to learn and grow, celebrate your colleagues. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Good morning, you two, and welcome to the Extra Business Edition.
Good morning, Ted.
Wow, I hear some excitement in your voices today.
Always.
This is going to be a fantastic week. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're in the planning stages and everybody's exciting. It's much earlier in the year. Boom. Something ugly happens and you had to pivot. And man, a couple of, I love to call your organizations powerhouses. And especially when you team up, you both had to pivot to make this happen very differently this year than it's ever happened in the past. And this is an 18-year long run and you're not letting that record be interrupted at all. So, this is to both of you. Feel free, either one of you, to get things rolling this morning and talk about the early stages of planning, how you had to change things, and then we'll roll into all of the excitement that goes along with all of this.
Yeah, so Jonathan and I and BBB and SBDC have been partnering for so many years, and we start planning for this event, Jonathan, in September, October, for the prior year.
Correct.
And when we started doing that, you know, everything was fine. So we started planning the food truck cook-off, our workshops, and found all of our amazing venues, you know, started looking at where we're going to the awards banquet. And then, you know, early March, I think it was like March 12th is the date that sticks in my mind because that's the day I started working from home. We were like, we're going to have to do some things differently. And that was with a big unknown, right, Jonathan? We didn't even know what that meant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. We didn't know. We didn't have a lot of information like most people. But I think one thing was clear for Ekta and I is that, you know, this is a week that celebrates entrepreneurship and it celebrates small businesses. And we knew for sure that there was no way we could not have these events that honor some of these small businesses. And, you know, didn't want to interrupt the run for sure, Ted, but, you know, really wanted to do something that we felt would be beneficial to the community.
And we thought that, you know, we want our businesses to survive and grow and be successful and do everything they can to survive this pandemic. And so I've seen a lot of posts about Small Business Week from our friends saying the pandemic is not going to stop our celebration of small business. So we wanted to reflect what we wanted our business community to do, and we wanted to push forward as well the best way we knew how and pivot the best we knew how to put this event together, this week of events together.
Yeah, I would say pivots turn to pirouettes. You've done a brilliant ballet dance
right to
get this far. So for the next three segments, let's take the next 5 minutes and sort of set the stage for what we're going to talk about. I mean, you're coming from a difficult place and you've made hay out of this. It's just a wonderful thing. So we're going to talk about what you can expect. And what happened to the food truck thing? I mean, that was attended by how many people last year, Jonathan? Almost 3,000 people?
Yeah, nearly 3,000 people last year. And that's been one of those fun events to kick off the entire week. And we did not want to cancel it. It's just been changed and modified. So, and obviously, we can't get 3,000 people together, even though there's probably people that would like to do that. And so we changed it to a food truck guide, a license to eat. You can purchase it for $25 on our website, and this will get you a free meal the week of the event, and then also a bunch of coupons and, you know, half offs for the rest of the year. So a little bit different style, and we've got some great food trucks in this community, and we're asking people to go out there and support them.
And eating is a participation sport, so everybody spend the $25, get big discounts. Gain a couple of pounds, support small business. It's okay if you have to go to the local jeans store and buy a little bigger pair of jeans because you supported the food truck. You see how you see the multiplying effect of all the goodness that comes from this?
Well,
nothing
done,
makes
Ted.
Us feel better
right.
than eating well during COVID-19, right? We're all putting on that COVID-15, but good thing. We're going to talk about the balance a little bit later with the mental well-being, the relieving stress and burnout. So we're going to balance it out for our business community later in the week.
Yeah, it's just...
But we have pizza and funnel cakes, Ted, so need I say more?
Do you have funnel cake pizza?
Well, hey, we can work on that.
Yeah. New concept.
Well, I love the idea of license to eat because it is that guide. You keep it with you and you get the discounts. You visit your favorite food trucks. They're all over town. You're supporting a small business. It's a wonderful thing, but you still get to vote. You still get to enter into the People's Choice Awards, and you're going to be able to vote online for your favorite food truck. And so you're still going to be able to say something really cool about your favorite food truck in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love keeping the opportunity for the People's Choice Award. Really, that's the one that really takes the cake because what's the biggest and famous food truck in our town? And so we are so excited Caradio is coming to the table with the voting platform again so that can that award can continue to be given out this year.
Yep. Life is going to be super fun and super good. So let's do this. I think we're at a great place to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the week of July 27th through 31st. Again, a week of free, safely virtual events for small business. Learn, grow, celebrate your colleagues, but participate from the comfort of your own home or your office. And everything is free this year. And we're going to talk about attendance and what you're expecting from that this year, because I love the optimism here. I think it's going to bear itself out and then some. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. It's only here on Caradio News Radio. My guest today, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, Mr. Jonathan Liebert, and the Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. And welcome back to the Extra Business Edition here on Caradio News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson, your host, joined today by two very special people that when they get together, you ought to see the sparks fly, and they're flying now. The week of July 27th through the 31st, a week of free, safely virtual events for small business. Learn, grow, celebrate your colleagues. It's all a partnership of the BBB of Southern Colorado and the SBDC. Aktham Arculyar, Executive Director of the SBDC, is my guest, along with Mr. Jonathan Liebert, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. And a wonderful partnership that Caradio is very, very privileged to be a part of. Welcome back, you two.
Hello.
How's that COVID-15 working for you so far?
I'm trying to keep it off.
I know. I saw a post from you this morning on Facebook that gave me a smile.
That's right. Just trying to do what I can while I sit at my desk with my under the desk bicycle contraption.
There you go. It's a very smart thing.
Yes.
So Small Business Week this year, it is it number 19?
We don't really know. We think it is because this started happening years ago before Jonathan and I even knew about the BBB and SBDC maybe. But it was at least 15 years when we celebrated our fifth Small Business Week. And now we're on our eighth full week of events.
Right. Yeah, you know, and as you were talking about before, you know, as we were entering the very first segment, COVID could have killed this thing, but you didn't let that happen. You guys are kind of pushing back and killing COVID here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a decision to make, right? And it was, did we kind of cancel? And I don't think anybody would have blamed us. Or, you know, do we do something innovative and entrepreneurial, much like the businesses that we all serve? And we felt that we owed it to them to do something with this and try to make it as exciting as possible. And, you know, so far I would say, Aktha, wouldn't you, that this is shaping up to be a phenomenal week. There's some cool stuff we've got lined up for people.
It is phenomenal. And I'm not just saying that because it's our event. This is the most packed week we've ever had. Normally we'll do, you know, three workshops during the week and do our normal thing. But this license to eat, huge work of art, really. I mean, Sandra at the BBB did an amazing job gathering so much information. But, I mean, we have workshops every day, two a day in some cases. So really bringing the education to the table this year. And the virtual piece makes it possible. Honestly, we're able to bring in speakers, from Denver and from other areas that, you know, normally we would have to figure out how they're going to be here in person and this and that. And it's just so much easier to coordinate. And we've been able to add so much more this week. So phenomenal week, amazing speakers, amazing content. We've worked really hard on this.
How about if we start with an overview of the week, and then let's break it down day by day. Who would like to get started there?
Yeah, so Jonathan and I are going to rotate. Okay. And so I'll start off with Monday. And before we go into the days, if it's okay, I'd really like to say thank you to our sponsors.
Please.
Media sponsor, KRDO, and the Colorado Springs Business Journal. Really excited to have both of you. U.S. Bank is back as our presenting sponsor for the 800th year in a row. That's what I always say. So if it's 19, it's 19. But they have been with us and through the pivot they are just so excited. Our corporate sponsors, Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, Kaiser Permanente. We have a ton of supporting sponsors throughout the week. Catalyst Campus, City of Colorado Springs, Creative Consortium, of course, still making a ton of beautiful, like, just graphics for us. El Paso County Economic Development, and then WireNut for the food truck. And then when we get to the awards banquet, we can talk about our awards banquet sponsors. But we're just really thankful, and it's definitely worth mentioning that you all came back to support this when our business needs it most. So just wanted to get that said and out there, because we are very, very thankful.
Oh, I'm so glad you did, Aiktha. Thank you for that.
And so Monday, all right, so Monday, July 27th, is Digital Messaging and Marketing During a Pandemic. It's a virtual broadcast from 9 to 11. It's a free event. And we always do a marketing topic, but this year, you know, we're facing challenges, we're facing COVID, our businesses have gone through so much, we don't even need to talk about it, everyone knows, shutting down, opening, regulations, it's just been so much. So how does a business still talk about how they're delivering services, how they support their customers, what are they doing in the community? So we're going to talk about how a business can make it clear on whatever platform, so that customers can see what they're doing, what you're doing, and how they can continue, supporting you as a small business. So we're going to talk about how businesses have had to alter their messaging, what platforms are working best, how community is a big piece of that. We have an amazing group of panelists. Christina from KRDO, or the digital sales manager, is going to be our moderator. She's absolutely amazing. Danny Barger, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, is going to talk about how the Chamber has been really supporting the community with messaging, with collateral, with posters, helping businesses say, hey, we're being safe and we're supporting our customers. Lauren Hug, founder of HugSpeak. Lauren has worked 3 past disasters in this community, 2 fires, a flood, and is very involved with the pandemic. She has seen the change of how social media and digital marketing has changed, Ted, if you remember in the fire, Twitter was hot, right? That was the one people were sending out a ton of information.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook and storytelling and community is really the angle right now. And Lauren's going to talk about how that has changed and how you can tell your story. Then we have Dr. Key from University of Colorado Springs, who's going to talk about some data that supports what we're talking about. And then Shannon Tucker from SSPR, a national media agency. She's going to talk about what the national viewpoint on all of this is for small business, or how small businesses can play in that national story. So amazing, amazing panel, and a really important topic is what we're going to be doing on Monday.
Anything you'd like to add to that, Jonathan?
I think it's just really important to kind of note that, you know, one of the things that our panelists told us is that there's a lot of businesses that are, you know, kind of not spending marketing dollars right now. They're trying to save money. And what they're all telling us is that that's like the worst thing you could do. You need to invest in marketing. And, you know, it didn't all have to cost you dollars. There's some tools and some things that we're going to talk about how to do some things for free, obviously how to spend those hard-earned dollars, but really making sure that you're out there front and center, telling your story, letting people know what you're doing is absolutely important. It's going to be vital to businesses during this time. So we want to make sure we're giving people good information, good skills, good data so that they can make good decisions. That's what Small Business Week is about, really make sure we're helping those small businesses come together, celebrate the small businesses, but also make sure we're giving them up-to-date kind of information on how they can make sure that they're paying attention to these national and local trends.
For those of you interested in participating in Small Business Week, you can simply Small Business Week Pikes Peak in the Google if you want to. The Google machine, as we refer to it around here, and you will land right on all of the pages that you need for exact times, dates, information, and choose what you want to participate in. Registration is encouraged, right? For particularly if it's a Zoom type of setup.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, perfect. And then again, safely virtual. Everything is safely virtual. So, is it Tuesday where you're going to be in that one particular venue, Jonathan? That virtual is going to be.
That is correct.
Okay, I'm excited to talk about that when we come back from this break. Jonathan Liebert, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, and Aktham Arculyar, Executive Director of Small Business Development Center in the Pikes Peak region, here, my guest today on a special edition of the Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson. We'll be back after news, weather, and traffic. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition on a beautiful Colorado Friday morning. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining me today are the business community's two of their favorite people in the world, Ms. Aktham Arculyar. You're going to get me, aren't you, Aktham? The Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center. And, of course, Mr. Jonathan Liebert, CEO of Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. This is going to be a really fun segment because, Jonathan, you're going to sort of pull the curtain back on Tuesday. And what a special day that's going to be. Anything we want to kind of put a finer point on from the last segment before we move forward?
I don't think so, Ted. I think that Aka did a great job talking about Monday, digital messaging and marketing during the pandemic and what businesses can do to make sure they're communicating with employees. That's always one of the more popular events. So definitely you don't want to miss that. But Tuesday, July 22nd, or 28th rather, I'm sorry, we are going to be broadcasting live from the new Olympic Paralympic Museum. Which is phenomenal. We're so lucky to be able to work with that group, and I've had the opportunity to get to know some of the staff over there, and they've got a very talented team, really great people, and just great to work with. And we are just fortunate to be able to have this section we're calling Olympic City USA Eye on the Prize, and this is going to be on this Tuesday from 9 to 11 as well. That will also be virtual. You can register online at our Facebook page or also for the web page. And this is just going to be a fun thing to do because this museum is one of the third most anticipated buildings in the United States. And even though we've got, you know, COVID going on and that kind of stuff, it's, you know, this is a permanent addition to our city. This is going to be an iconic building. It's gorgeous on the outside, as many people have probably seen driving by I-25 or downtown. And Aktham and I were over there for kind of a quick tour and to kind of work out some of the details for the broadcast, and we were blown away. It was absolutely incredible inside. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, technology and state-of-the-art, you know, things. They've got everything there. They've got technology in there I didn't know. I was out on the market yet. You can see things virtually. You can play with screens. You can you do bobsledding and archery. You can race against Jesse Owens if you want, which we did not participate in that, Aktham and I, because we knew we could beat. But they just have a lot of interactive exhibits, and the artifacts they have in there are absolutely incredible. We were able to see some of those. We got to see all the torches from all the Olympics and this is, I think, the only second collection, the complete collection of Olympic torches. And so they just got some phenomenal stuff in there. So things that'll make you know, just be proud to have this in our city. And that's really what this is about, is, you know, this is going to change, obviously, the landscape of downtown. But this is going to change, you know, the way small businesses can take advantage of this in the sense of having this draw for people. And obviously, we're in COVID right now. And so it's just a little bit funky and weird. But, you know, we know that's not going to be the case forever. And so, you know, what can you as a small business do to work together, you know, with the city and to work with, you know, this new icon that's going to be coming downtown? We wanted to really kind of talk about the economic impact that the museum is going to have on our city. And it's going to be some great things. And so we're going to hear from the mayor during this time. We'll hear from the city of Colorado Springs, Yemi Mabolate, who's the small business contact there, is going to make some remarks. We're going to hear from Chris Liddell, the CEO of the Olympic and Paralympic Museum. And we're also going to hear from Doug Price, who is the CEO of Visit COS. And he's going to talk about how this is going to have an impact on surrounding businesses, and even on tourism, when that gets going. And so we're going to hear from, you know, just kind of the economic impact, the local impact, and then we're even going to hear from a prior Olympian. So we have a silver medalist who's going to be talking to us about really the how sports kind of unite us, how sports bring us together. And I think for, you know, any sports fan who's listening now and is just kind of bummed out about not being able to be watching sports right now because of the pandemic, you know, they can probably appreciate that fact that, you know, sports is something that brings us together. So we're gonna talk about that. And then the thing that I am most excited about as well is just the fact that we're going to have kind of a behind-the-scenes tour of the museum. And so we're going to bring it to you kind of live from inside the museum itself. So we'll hear from some people and kind of giving us a good update on what the museum is, what you can expect, what you can expect to see, how you can participate. But then we're also going to go show you a little bit of that. So we're going to shoot live from inside there. You'll get kind of some of the first glimpses of what the interior of that museum looks like. And I can tell you, it's absolutely phenomenal. It's spectacular. We are so lucky to have this in our city. And so we want people that are going to be watching to kind of get a glimpse of what this is going to look like. And then very, very soon, they're hoping to be open. So hopefully you'll be able to go down there by yourself or with your family. Make sure you can kind of check it out for yourself. But they are wrapping things up, and it looks absolutely stunning.
Small Business Week, July 27th through 31st, a week of free, safely virtual events for all of you small business owners, entrepreneurs, creators, inventors, to learn, grow, celebrate your colleagues. The huge advantage with Tuesday and the venue being the Olympic Paralympic Museum is that it's virtual, so nobody's limited out. You won't be in with a crowd.
Correct.
Everybody gets the same front row seat for the virtual tour, and you're seeing it before it's open. And this is the beauty of how you and ACFA and your entire team working on Small Business Week for 2020 have been able to pivot. I think, honestly, ACFA, I think we need to start saying pirouette.
We do, because pivot is like one direction, like one time.
Yes.
We've done it multiple times in circles to make sure this event is just absolutely great.
All right. Before we shuffle off to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, you brought up a good point of, we were only going to be able to have access to the museum with about 50 people when we were going to do it live before the pandemic. And now, as you mentioned, it's unlimited now. So this is a great, you know, example of using technology to kind of give us a little bit more flexibility and opportunity for people to actually see the museum. So not everybody could get in before. It's going to be a first come, register, sign up type of deal. And now we can let everybody come in and check it out.
That's the stuff. Get all of the details and learn exactly what days and what times all of these events are occurring during the Small Business Week. Again, July 27th through 31st, just by doing a search of the Google machine, Pikes Peak Region Small Business Week, and it will all pop up for you. ACFA Mark Coulier, Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, Mr. Jonathan Liebert. We will be back in just a couple of quick minutes after this break. We'll talk about Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and again, how to connect and engage. I'm Ted Robertson. This is the Extra Business Edition on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition, and it goes without saying, it is a wonderful Friday here, especially when we get a chance to talk to such great people doing such great work, phenomenal work, pirouetting their way around what we call creepy COVID, which gives us a laugh. If you didn't laugh at this stuff sometimes, I think you'd just collapse into a heap of something else. But you know what? Business and commerce is what makes the economy hum around here. Executive Director of the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center, Aiktham R. Coolier, and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, my guest today, Mr. Jonathan Liebert. And we are all about Small Business Week, which is July 27th through 31st. It is an entire week of free and safely virtual events for those of you who are small business owners, entrepreneurs, makers, inventors, creators, whatever you are, this week is for you. It's free. It's all virtual. You can do it all from the safety and comfort of your home or your office. So Aiktham and Jonathan, I just want to let you know, we've got a hard break coming up, and we've got about 6.5, 7 minutes or so to cover Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'll give you a signal when we're getting a little close to the end of the final segment today.
Sounds good. We'll be great. Quick.
Yeah, we can be quick. I think we'll be quick on the next couple. Wouldn't mind spending a couple extra minutes on the minority-owned business one, Jonathan, if we can, and the awards banquet, of course. But I can take the next two on Wednesday, July 29th. We've actually got two events going on that day. So that's one of those days we've added some more education. Avoiding burnout in turbulent times. So just really quickly, everyone knows that we're stressed out. And it comes in different forms. But for business owners, I'll tell you what, it's everything has been stressful, like understanding what to do during the regulation changes during COVID. And to purposely mention some of the racial injustice that our business community has to learn how to deal with as well, and so what this event or what this day is about is how do you avoid that burnout? What do you do to help with your increasing business demands, dealing with what's going on in the workplace and in our community? How do you balance those feelings, your family, lifestyle choices, business, all at the same time? You know, stress can really have a negative effect on the business owner, on the employees. You want them to stay. You don't want to have them take a lot of sick time off. We're going to be covering all of that. And the cool thing is it's a live stream from 3 East Comedy Club with Kaiser Permanente, Eric Phillips, a Black-owned business, 3 East Comedy Club. We're really excited to be working with him. We're going to have Tom Carter, Vice President of Kaiser Permanente, as our presenter, and then also partnering with 1 Million Cups. So a lot in that day. It's going to be 1 Million Cup style, stress and wellness, avoiding burnout topic. We're going to have a comedian that's going to be teaching us why laughter really is the best medicine in times like these. So really excited about that day.
That sounds like a
afternoon.
Ton of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's 9 to 11, and then 1 to 2, we're talking with the bankers about the PPP forgiveness program, Main Street Lending, and SBA initiatives. We know there's a lot of questions. U.S. Bank is setting that up with us. 15 minutes of presentations, and then time for questions. So really great opportunity to get those questions answered on Wednesday.
Ah, wonderful. Okay, and Thursday.
Jonathan, you want to take that one?
Sure. This is supporting minority-owned businesses. And this is something, again, as Aiktham mentioned, it's just really important to know how two things, really, how you as a consumer can support these businesses in our community. And then also as a minority-owned business owner, learning about just different opportunities, access to capital, different types of certifications, really utilizing the office of the Minority Business Office here in Colorado. We have some really good resources for businesses just in general, but again, specifically for minority-owned businesses, this is something that we wanted to make sure that we've done these things before, but we felt that, you know, again, this year it was good to kind of really make sure that we keep talking about this. We're going to have some great panelists with us. It'll be James Proby, founder of the Men's Exchange, Rosie Alberto McDonough, who is the director of Minority Businesses of Office of Colorado, Natasha Hudson, who is a banking specialist, and we'll talk about, again, that access to capital. And then Marcia Romero, also a community affairs manager with U.S. Bank, that's going to be talking about some of the initiatives that they are doing, but also some of the things you're seeing across the nation, primarily around corporate social responsibility, access to capital, lending, et cetera. So, again, expect another good event that day with some really good panelists. And, Aiktham, I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So thankful to, again, the Hispanic Business Council, Black Chamber of Commerce, and Women's Chamber of Commerce for helping us support that event. Friday, Small Business Awards Celebration. We are super excited to celebrate our finalists in the categories of Young Entrepreneur of the Year, Family-Owned Business of the Year, veteran-owned Small Business of the Year, Small Business Champion, and Small Business Person, and of course, People's Choice for Best Food Truck. Mount Carmel, Bryan Construction, and Business Banking all coming back to be award sponsors. This is a virtual broadcast from 3 to 5, where you will still have that element of surprise as we announce the award winner in each one of those categories. Again, a free event, and we hope everyone can join us for that event. We're very excited to just support our best businesses in the region.
The two of you are absolutely amazing. We have exactly 60 seconds left. Let's give some more information on how folks can engage during Small Business Week 2020.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
and obviously, if you want to find, I was just going to say, if you want to figure out where to go to register, you can go to pikespeaksbdc.org/SBW. You can type into the Google machine, Ted, as you said, to go to Pikespeak, Small Business Week, 2020, put it'll pull you up to the website. You can find information on Facebook. That's where you can click the link to do the live stream. You can also go to the website later on to view it as well.
And with that, we're down to our final few seconds. Thank you, the two of you, for being such a gift to the business community and everything that you do to encourage and facilitate commerce and communication and everything that goes along with that. Aiktha Markoolyer and Jonathan Liebert, Small Business Week 2020, just days away. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.